The AccuWeather forecast, going to be sunny, high today around the mid-50s. The Racine County District Attorney's Office, using DNA collected from blood found at the scene of a North Main Street home burglary last November, to help in charging 25-year-old Racine resident Travis Williams with felony burglary. According to the criminal complaint, silver dollars and a couple of rings were taken. Among the evidence collected, blood drops in three separate locations around the house. The Wisconsin State Crime Lab matched Williams to one of those droplets. He remains jailed and, if convicted, could get more than 12 years in prison. The Racine Fire Department wants to know what the community thinks about their service and what they could maybe do better. An online survey is going to be available for the next couple of weeks. It'll allow city residents to give their opinions about the department, and those will be used in the development of a strategic plan. Captain Mark Villopando says the goal, improving the department and its services. Missing from the survey are questions about things like response times, though Captain Villopando says comments can be made about issues like that, not specifically addressed in the survey itself.
We know that improved service and improved response times will be part of this at the end, so it wasn't necessary to put it in because we know that we will be aiming for better service delivery.
Fire department staffers already have been surveyed. A third survey of business and civic leaders will also be done before the final strategic plan is ready for presentation sometime this fall. A link to that survey is available on the City of Racine website. A woman is recovering after a fall at the Bucks game. Milwaukee police indicate the victim fell about 20 feet last night while attempting to slide down a handrail at the Bradley Center. She appeared to be intoxicated at the time. She was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. As part of Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Month, Kenosha County is recognizing Chris Reibel from the Division of Children and Family Services with the Connie Reyes Award for Excellence. The 61-year-old Reibel is a 28-year county employee. He oversees programs and services for developmentally disabled and other special needs kids. He's the second recipient of the award, named after the late Connie Reyes, who was a county social worker killed 26 years ago for her placement of a child into foster care. The federal government says the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits dropped again last week to a 43-year low. Scott Carr with details.
The Labor Department says weekly applications for jobless benefits fell last week to a seasonally adjusted 253,000, matching a March figure that was the lowest seen since 1973. Analysts say employers are so far looking past recent economic sluggishness. Some forecast that growth may slide below a 1% annual rate for the first 3 months of this year. Scott Carr, Washington.
And the Gateway Technical College Board will be receiving the next fiscal year budget, at least the initial budget, for the district's meeting on May the 2nd. The $146 million spending plan for the campuses in Racine, Kenosha, Burlington, and Elkhorn is just under 3% more than the current budget. As proposed, the taxes on a $150,000 home in the Gateway District would go up almost 4.2% to just over $124 all total. An environmental group says there's been overwhelming opposition to Waukesha's water diversion plan, including from officials in the city of Racine and Racine County. Jody Habish-Sinikin from Midwest Environmental Advocates says more than 11,000 public comments were submitted.
We have observed an outpouring of public interest, primarily, as you'll hear, opposition to the Waukesha application.
More than 99% of the comments opposing the water diversion plan, a decision expected later this month. Lighting up an outdoor fire in western Wisconsin, it's okay, but you've got to be really careful about it. Rangers at the DNR station in Augusta, Wisconsin, say the fire danger is high across that area due to high winds and dry brush, and making sure that coals are cold before being left unattended. Drug-related charges filed against a Racine man accused of selling cocaine stashed at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center in Racine. 48-year-old James Ballantyne in court on 5 counts of delivering cocaine at or near a youth center, plus 1 count of possessing marijuana. Court records indicate a cooperating citizen bought the coke from Ballantyne twice at his home and twice at the King Center, the latter where he'd allegedly stashed it under a sink in a bathroom. Searches of both locations turned up the drug. Ballantyne's scheduled to be back in court next week. There's going to be a new Milwaukee County clerk come this fall. Joseph Zarneski says he's not going to be seeking re-election. He was voted into the office nearly 8 years ago. No big winners to report in the Powerball lottery game, which is Wisconsin and, of course, a bunch of other states, or Wisconsin's very own Megabucks game. Powerball goes to the top prize of $205 million for the next drawing Saturday night. The cash value is more than $136 million. Megabucks, which begins at $1 million, that'll carry a top prize of $3.3 million Saturday night. The cash value on that, $2.4 million. And the Tennessee Titans today agreed to trade the overall number one pick in the NFL draft to the Los Angeles Rams. Whether or not accused killer and crime spree suspect Andrew Obregon can receive a fair trial in Kenosha is the reason there's a motion out by his defense team to seek a change of venue. The 33-year-old Obregon arrested in Lake County, Illinois last fall after a manhunt that lasted nearly 2 weeks. He's alleged to have killed a Kenosha man during a failed drug deal, as well as committed other crimes while out on the run. Obregon remains jailed. There's a status conference coming up this afternoon in his case. Unwanted medications, including prescription drugs, can be dropped off this Saturday for the next household medication collection effort. It's sponsored by the City of Racine and Central Racine County Health Departments. It'll run from 8 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon. It's at 6216th Street, just west of Green Bay Road. For quicker service, you're asked to bring in the medication in the original containers with names crossed out but in a clear plastic bag. The name of the medication should still be visible. Sharps and biohazard materials, take note, will not be accepted. This collection is designed to keep the medications out of area waterways and out of the hands of kids. First in a series of community presentations on the City of Racine's planned 2017 implementation of the cart system for solid waste collection, coming up tonight, 6 o'clock, in the lobby of Fratt Elementary School on Kinsey Avenue. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen says these will be open house style events, no formal presentations, but plenty of information regarding the reasons behind the move, including worker safety and greater efficiency.
We were trying to locate these public open houses in schools and community centers close to locations that have a lot of alleys, because we believe that the most controversial part of the solid waste collection is going to be the alley pickups.
He explained to the Public Works Committee this week that the community feedback will help determine which option is more closely considered for dealing with the many alleys in the city. A list of all the open houses available on the City of Racine website. Again, a reminder, at about 1:45 p.m. and just before 7 o'clock tonight, the outdoor warning sirens are going to be sounding as part of Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week. Racine County Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack says it's again just an exercise, but the public does need to understand that when the sirens sound for real, there's a confirmed emergency.
Sometimes these things happen very quickly, and we don't have, you know, that large of a window. And so time can be very, you know, time is of the essence.
Mac again reminding you the outdoor sirens are not meant to be heard inside buildings. That's where NOAA weather radios, phone apps, and other electronic notification is readily available. The former Lincoln Village Convalescent Center at 1700 C.A. Becker Drive on the far west side of Racine is now owned by Villa Healthcare and will soon be getting a small addition plus a canopy remodeling under a conditional use permit. City Plan Commission talked about it yesterday. It's about a 2,600-square-foot addition for housing physical and occupational therapy. Racine-based S.C. Johnson partnering up with AmeriCares and will donate about 50,000 units of off-insect repellent to be distributed in Florida and El Salvador. It's to help families combat the mosquitoes that may carry diseases. This is part of the company's commitment to providing at least $15 million over the next year toward helping protect families from the Zika virus. Special Olympics Wisconsin teaming up with Texas Roadhouse and local law enforcement for the Guardians of the Flame free lunch fundraiser next Wednesday. It's to benefit more than 1,500 local Special Olympics athletes in Mount Pleasant. This will be from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Monday, April the 18th, at the Texas Roadhouse on Highway 11, west of Green Bay Road. Free meals will consist of pulled pork sandwiches, fries, applesauce, and soda. It'll be served up by local law enforcement officers, Special Olympics athletes, and other wait staff. What you leave as the tip, that's going to go to Special Olympics. The Roadhouse last year raised $5,200. Same holds true for takeout requests. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.